You're listening to Potential Cast Season 4, Episode 5, Beer Bath. Buffy starts behaving strangely after sharing a pitcher of Black Forest beer with a group of fellow college students at the campus pub where Xander bartends. Stephanie.
Me, Kim.
This is Debbie.
I'm Illyrio.
I'm Brad, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Brad. Hello, Brad. Now, just to clarify, your name is not Bradders. It's just Brad.
Brad Bradders.
There's a slight difference.
Okay. Good.
Not a collective.
Not in this universe.
Okay, were you guys aware? Did y'all get the gist that like this episode is very hated? This is like the worst episode ever.
I gathered that people didn't like it. Having seen it, I wouldn't say confused, but I'm disappointed in all of you. For not liking this episode. Mm-hmm. This episode is, I will say right now, in my favorites.
And I have to say that I agree. I don't understand where the hate comes from. This is fucking awesome.
Wow.
I mean, to contextualize, I do have a degree in anthropology and specialized in archaeology and the Homo sapiens neanderthalensis was, something I was familiar with, and maybe I'm biased, but I thoroughly enjoyed this.
Well, no, I'm on the same page with you guys. I thought this was hilarious.
Yes!
I laughed, at least 4 or 5 times out loud at how ridiculous it was. It's going to be bad. That's why you're laughing at it. Maybe that's why I liked it so much.
Yeah. I laughed so hard, I cried a couple of times.
Oh, that's awesome.
So funny.
I mean, come on, with the spoon and the ice cream? And the bouquet of flowers? Really? How could you not love it?
I thought that opening sequence was priceless. Just priceless.
And all the Parker stuff was excellent.
It was so good. Yeah. And I'm, seeing him try to work his magic on Willow, and I'm rolling my eyes going, oh, my God. That's what's going to turn her off, man. She's going to be trapped in Parker's web of penis. And then she turns around and just, oh, that was awesome.
Maybe that's what turns her into an eventual lesbian.
I don't know where you're getting your facts. But, oh, I loved it.
Brad, do you enjoy it for its
cheesiness? I do enjoy it.
I don't enjoy it at all. I hate it.
Mm-hmm. There are problems, but they're small.
But overall, it's entertaining.
It's entertaining. Exactly. It's not. Yeah.
Oh, God. It's more than entertaining. It's got some of the funny... I enjoyed this episode more overall than some of the, these are really great episodes that I've enjoyed. I thought some of the, just the way she pushes Giles into the corner, I thought was great. I thought everything worked really well. I understand people's dissatisfaction with the episode, maybe the subject matter, maybe the heavy-handedness, but I took it as a, oh yeah, you want us to show that beer is bad? How about beer bad? And yes, it's roll your eyes worthy, but it's the execution was great. The comedic timing, Xander was on point, man. The whole wiping the bar, lifting the no smoking sign. You kidding me? That's amazing.
That was the best.
You know, it was great. I've never seen such a flammable chair in my life. But no, there were some really good things in this. And then we also get a little bit of that subplot that was developing earlier that I was like, oh, who did Oz recognize? Well, there she is.
Okay, well, this will help. Kim will appreciate this. I found this on the Wikipedia page. This link to this article, Primetime Propaganda, How the White House Secretly Hooked Network TV on Its Anti-Drug Message. Blah, 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 advertisements. Few Americans know of a hidden government effort to shoehorn anti-drug messages into the most pervasive and powerful billboards of all, network television programming.
And they used this episode to do it?
Well,
really?
No, okay. You know, all these millions of dollars, blah, blah, blah. Hold on, let me get to the point. Mm-hmm. It's many pages long. Okay, did anybody ever see the WB show Smart Guy?
No.
Okay, the contractor prevailed upon the producers of the WB Smart Guy to change the original script's portrayal of two substance-abusing kids at a party. They are originally depicted as cool and popular. After the drug office input, we showed that they were losers and put them hidden away to indulge in shame secrecy to a utility room. That was not the original script, contractor. Anyway, the point is, the government was changing television. And, okay, there were shows like Drew Carey, Sports Night, Cosby Show, Smart Guy, Wayans Brothers, Chicago Hope. Anyway, at least one show, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, was rejected after it showed itself to be immune to the drug office's worldview. Drugs were an issue, but it wasn't on strategy. It was otherworldly nonsense, very abstract and not like real life kids taking drugs. Viewers wouldn't make the link to our message, says someone in the drug policy office camp who read and helped reject it.
So basically they were trying to get a grant
to
put out an anti-drug episode, and they got shot down.
Yes. Whatever the intent of the government program, it was deemed sensitive enough to keep under wraps.
But it's not really under wraps, because if you want to get the funding, the message has to be so in your face that you can't miss it.
Yeah,
it has to club you in the head.
Yeah, like we were talking about, Kim, several episodes ago. Back in the 90s, every show had like an anti-drug message episode.
I'm so excited! I'm so excited! I'm so
So they got the money!
And yeah, they did.
Oh my god.
So that helps explain the episode.
Awesome.
For a while, it wasn't until the second time when I saw them drinking that I realized, okay, this beer spiked. Because at first I'm like, this is ridiculous. If Buffy's drunk, why the hell is she acting like she's stoned?
Yeah.
Because I was like, shouldn't she have like a hangover? But she's like looking and pawing at the television. I'm like,
they might as well have had Teletubbies on.
Yeah. So.
But, you know, they just got stupid.
Yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, cavemen weren't stupid.
Well, I mean, yes, you could argue that with the development of the Acheulean hand axe, there's clearly an indication of intelligence and communication through language.
Yeah, we wouldn't become who we are today.
Mm-hmm. However, Steph, there is the school of thought that Neanderthalensis was actually a different species, that instead of incorporating or being part of our ancestry, was actually kind of an offshoot. of our family tree, and that we actually killed them all. So there are two theories that Neanderthals, the ones we find in France and other parts of Europe, were actually probably some of the earliest victims of genocide from our species, and not in fact incorporated into the gene pool.
Wow.
So there are two lines of thought of that. But I would say they weren't really stupid. I mean, contextually speaking, no, quite intelligent. They could make tools and use them, mm-hmm. and they probably had some form of language.
Mm-hmm. So did anybody else laugh hysterically when you saw Kumar?
Oh my God, yes. Kumar. I was like, holy Kumar shit. Kumar
and his old nose.
It's Kumar. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. The only thing funnier than Kumar was Xander's porn stash on his ID.
Awesome. That's awesome.
I think we have some feedback.
Okay.
I actually have an email here from David, who writes, "Hey Gex, I wanted to let you know that I recently talked to the episode Beer Bad. The episode wanted me to forward an email to you from the episode itself. So here it is, David. Gex, I want to thank you for watching me. Most people skip over me when they rewatch the series. What? I would like to apologize for not being the best episode ever. My brother, the Pack, is always making fun of me for being the slow one in the family. I really hope you can forgive me for not being the best, and can find it in your hearts to not rate me too bad. Thank you, Beer Bad." You can actually tell it was the episode because he misspelled two with just one O. Well, Beer Bad, I love you. I want you to know that, and I would never skip over you in a rewatch.
I would go to this if I was having a really bad day because I just wanted to laugh.
Bob DeGrand writes to us as well. He says, "This is one of those episodes that almost everyone agrees is one of the worst in the whole series." I don't agree. I don't even skip it on rewatches. Yay. A while back, Whedonverse asked for underrated episodes. I mentioned Beer Bad and Steph was appalled. But I like quite a bit of it. I like Xander outsmarting the obnoxious college students. Actually, the thought of Xander outsmarting anybody makes me chuckle. I like Cavewoman Buffy a lot. She is adorable and cheerful enough to be a nice change from Mopey Buffy. I agree, yes. Bob. I agree.
Yes.
She also gets to punch out not only Giles, not all that unusual, but also Parker. Who wouldn't like that? Yes. I think the episode title makes people cringe. Another Joss public service announcement episode on drinking. But it is a pretty funny episode and not nearly as bad as its reputation. There is an episode that is similarly hated later in the season that I will not defend at all. Bob DeGrand.
Okay.
I'll read one more from Shelley!
Shelley!
Dear Gaxley folks and guestly one, Beer Bad. Episode bad. Love you guys, Shelley. Well, Shelley's in that other camp.
You have no joy in your life?
In your heart? Shelley.
Yeah.
Do you want me to read Messy Pools?
Please.
Okay. Hello, Gax and Guest. People are going to tell you Beer Bad is preachy and ludicrous. I'm not here to disagree. The premise is ridiculous. A cynical bar owner shows the rich, powerful leaders of tomorrow that they may just be the cavemen of the past. What? And he has a brother-in-law that's a warlock? Okay, not buying it. But it's a fun romp. So that's why I'm sending you an email for Beer Bad.
Hold on a second. Number one. I want to interject something. Missy, why wouldn't you buy it? It's a show about a vampire slayer. That's all I'm going to say. Please continue.
Number one, Cave Slayer? Yeah. Buffy with crimped hair. Talking like a four-year-old? Funny. Number two, Willow's Oscar-worthy wild turkey rant. Funny and heartbreaking if you buy into it. Number three, Xander attempting to let the shackles of townydom go by getting a job at the college bar. Funny. Number four, Giles describing Cave Buffy to a student. Funny. Number five, watching Willow catching Parker in his own BS. Genius. Allie is great in those scenes. Yeah, that was a very good, very well acted scene. Number 6, Calpian. His nose. Finally, 7, Cave Buffy knocking the out of Parker every chance she gets. Funny, almost makes up for the patheticness of Buffy's fantasies at the beginning of the episode. Mm-hmm. Mostly, this is a great Willow Allison Hannigan episode. She takes great strides in forging her own identity in season 4. Okay, now to the Veruca. Oh, no, don't read.
I didn't read.
Okay.
But
I'm afraid of that.
All right. Why? I wasn't reading along.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Missy.
Gabby, do you want to read Heidi's email?
I would love to. Here we go. Hello, Gax. Many will probably tell you that this is one of the worst episodes ever, but I would disagree. Remember iRobot, you Jane. Also, this episode really isn't as after-school specially as it appears. Kim and I did an episode of Happy Land about it and decided the episode isn't beer is bad, but don't be as Kim and I did an episode of Happy Land about it and decided the episode isn't beer is bad, but don't be a pretentious ass.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the U.S. government would agree.
I feel like them apples.
Yeah.
I know, all I could think of was Matt Damon.
Yeah. Matt Damon!
Buffy getting to Club Parker multiple times makes it good, in my opinion. Plus, it's got some great comedic content. Were you so afraid that Willow had been sucked in by Parker's charms?
I was afraid.
I kind of was.
I wasn't.
Not at all. You weren't at all tricked, Kim.
No.
Ugh. Lucky you. I was fearful. Biting my nails and everything.
Well, I love the moment when she lets him know she's not fooled. Until next time, Heidi! Thanks, Heidi.
Thank you, Heidi.
What about Taryn Miller's?
Go, Kim, go.
Okay. Taryn Miller, beer bad. Hello, Gax and guest. A lot of people hate this episode, but I love it and don't think it deserves all the negativity it gets. This episode is just hilarious. I love all the things that Cave Buffy says and the way she acts. The chair spinning, smelling Xander obsessively, and her freaking out over the TV. It's all good stuff. Xander also makes me smile with his attempt at getting people to tell him about their day. And Philip just rocks. The first time I saw this episode, I was so angry and thought that she was going to let Parker seduce her. Imagine how excited I was when I found out that she was the one playing him. And it's just fun to see Parker get hit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond the simple hilarity of it, there's just so much more to love about this episode. I love how it's all about the id and how dangerous it can be when the id is in control. I also love Giles being the ego and Xander being the superego.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I missed all this. What?
In the class, they're talking about the id, the ego, and the superego.
Wow, I didn't miss that. Okay.
You can learn a lot about psychology through this episode. Some people think this episode is just a public service announcement, but I disagree. I've always thought it more of a satire of PSAs, but that just might be me. Anyway, are people surprised that they portrayed underage drinking in a negative way? They can
wait a minute. Oh, underage? Aren't they 18?
Yeah, in Montreal, that's the drinking age, but not in the U.S.
You mean in civilized parts of the world, it's the drinking age.
Yes.
All right, let's carry on.
They can hardly air something on television advocating 19-year-olds to get drunk. And nothing bad happens to Giles or Joyce or any of the other adult characters when they drink. I think I've rambled on quite enough. I love the show, and I'm having a blast experiencing Buffy again with all of you. Love, Taryn.
Thank you, Taryn.
Thank you, Taryn.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have voicemails.
All right.
We begged you to call us, and you did.
Yay.
So here is a voicemail from KJ.
Yay.
Me, Kelly Drop. Buffy, dear bad. I couldn't resist doing that. You guys are probably already recording, so this voicemail will become irrelevant. Irrelevant, rather. Anyways, see, that was my dog agreeing with me that the voicemail has been irrelevant. Bye.
Awesome. Kelly, thank you. Yes, that's it from Kelly. Kelly, not irrelevant. You're on the show. And you're entitled to your episode bad opinion. I'm in the camp of I thought it was a lot of fun and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have a slightly longer voicemail from Carol. Ooh, 2 minutes and 2 seconds. Are we ready? Wow. Let's do it.
Hi, Gax. This is Carol from the Facebook page. I wanted to leave something on Beer Bad. We all know that Beer Bad is not considered a great episode by lots and lots of people. I don't consider it a great episode. I don't consider it a funny episode necessarily. But I think it's really underrated. I think there are things in it that people don't notice. Or at least don't talk about all that much. And the primary one of those is revelations about Buffy, about who she really is down inside. When her social training is taken away and the culture is taken away, first of all, Buffy doesn't want she doesn't want Parker. She seems to want Parker. She's been trained to that if she isn't treated a certain way, then she must have done something wrong and all of this stuff. But deep down inside, when it's all stripped away, she doesn't like him. She knows he's no good. And she doesn't want him either.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing about Buffy, when you strip all that stuff away, is that she's really a hero. She runs to the burning building. She rescues people. She even rescues Parker when she already has decided that she wants to hit him, not save him. But she saves him anyway. Buffy is down as deep as you can get, is a hero. And though I have a tendency to think that this is more a satire of a public service announcement than a public service announcement episode, I think the revelations about Buffy make it worthwhile. Even if you hate all the rest of it. So, love your podcast. Keep on going. Take care. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thanks for pointing that out. Okay, so Buffy, in her heart of hearts, knows that Parker is no good.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me feel a little better.
Yeah. Well,
I took it as she saw him and just knows that she's angry when she sees him.
Okay. You know what I mean? Okay. Yeah.
Well, she spent all that time painting her wall.
Yeah.
And, you know, Parker bad, which is pretty nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The spinning chair was awesome, too.
Yeah, that was cute.
I don't know what people's problem with this. It's hilarious and cute. And they're cavemen. Come on!
Yeah, I'm glad y'all have a good attitude. you have the right attitude for season 4.
Excellent.
You mean there's more like this? Yay!
Yay! So, Brad, tell us what you think.
I enjoy it. I feel there's the most interesting thing to me about this episode, though. Is the pub owner? Because really, he gets away completely scot free.
Yeah.
Yes,
he gets like one line in the whole episode. That is interesting.
Wouldn't he have been shut down if he served underage kids drinking? If it got out,
caught.
Yeah, you'd think it would. Anyways,
they can't catch vampires. I don't think they're worried about underage.
Yeah.
Touché.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
What about Facebook group?
Oh, yes, the Facebook group feedback. Go for it.
All right, Beth Wolitsky says, I would like to have a good beer buzz going before starting this episode. The non-caveman spike kind of course. As a result, I find this episode entertaining and laugh at the absurdity of it all. I wonder if this podcast will set a record for the amount of times the word douche is uttered. My favorite scene in the episode is when Willow totally plays Parker in the coffee shop. You go, Willow. Desiree McLarney. I love this episode. It's one of my favorite bad episodes. I love Cave Buffy. I love Xander being the bartender. Willow not falling for Parker's lines. And, of course, love that Parker is hit a lot. I think 3 times in this episode. I wish he was hit a few more times. Karen, the end of that Willow Parker scene is my favorite, too. I don't love this episode, but thought it was mildly entertaining. Maybe it's because I just started watching Buffy during season 4, and I don't think it's as bad as others do. Val. The cave guys... I need glasses. The cave guys make me cringe, but it's worth it just to see Cave Buffy whack Parker on the head a whole bunch with a branch. John Pavlich. Cave Buffy is hot. Just saying. This episode also contains a scene that further supports my personal theory that Buffy and Xander are right for each other. Yeah, I said it. Want to fight about it? Come on. I'll take all of you on. Let's do this. Hey, over there, a diversion runs away while I'm spoiling.
I will agree with John Pavlich. Cave Buffy was hot.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but I've always been a big fan of crimped hair. Mm-hmm. I still have all my Poison posters up above the bed. Christine hates it.
Christopher Dunning. Today was the first time I rewatched this episode. I've always skipped it since the first time.
Wow.
It wasn't as bad as I remember, but it was good. I wonder why Buffy didn't get as hairy and Magnum browy as the four guys did.
Because deep down, men are more base than women.
I mean, her hair got beer.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, her hair got messy, and she tilted her head down, but she didn't transform like they did. Less beer, perhaps, or more likely, Sarah didn't want to wear all that silly makeup. On the whole, the episode was pretty meandering and repetitive. I'm sure that it was meant as a silly episode, but it just didn't pull together for me. One highlight, I'd forgotten Buffy whacked Parker with a stick one last time at the end. That made me laugh.
Awesome.
And Matt Treist and his Price is Right losing horn. Rachel says that Buffy didn't drink nearly as much as the pseudo-intellectual jackasses. Mm. I don't think that SMG would have objected to wearing goofy makeup. She seems to have fun acting silly and very un-Buffy. I love her chair spinning scene so much. Mm-hmm. And Rachel also says, I'm also amused by how much the male viewers love Cave Slayer.
Amused? Why?
At least it's marginally better than grown men getting turned on by pigtails.
I would agree with you wholeheartedly.
Was her hair that awesome to warrant an Emmy nomination for outstanding hairstyling? Really?
Really? For this episode?
No. No. Oh, well, they must have taken into account everyone else.
I hope so.
And then Oz's
hair was pretty awesome.
What was that last bit stuff? Sorry.
Go ahead, Steph.
John and Rachel get into an argument. Oh. Mexican writers. Baron Medina says that, kind of love this episode. Nothing can be worse than iRobot Eugene.
Yeah.
Well. Yep.
Yeah, it's a PSA, but a fun one. Plus Kate Buffy, strong Willow, and Buffy hitting D-Bag Parker in the head.
Nice.
That's the best part of this episode.
No.
I know you cut us off earlier, Steph, but why can't we talk about Oz and Veruca or whatever her name is?
Yeah, because I want to talk about that right now.
Yeah.
Well, talk about it. Go ahead, talk about it.
Okay.
I don't know what that said. I didn't read any further. I just wanted
Here's
to stop
my
reading.
Theory. I have a theory.
What's the theory?
Veruca's a she-wolf.
Yeah, I think she's one of Oz's clan.
That's what I think. What do you think, Abby?
I don't. I'm just enjoying the ride. But yeah, I think she's a wolf too.
Yeah, I think that they can sense each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or maybe they're like related somehow.
Well, that's now gross.
They're not like sexually attracted to each other. They just.
Oh, I think Veruca's giving him those. I'm on stage. Fuck me
I'm
eyes.
I'm on stage eyes.
Which is a really hard thing to learn how to do. It took me many, many attempts. The first few times I tried that, it was more, I have pain in my neck eyes.
Well, especially when you're lip syncing very badly.
Yes. Luckily, I never lip sank. I never lip sank. Ever. Because I never lip went sync. Up to the microphone. Yeah, lip sank. Well, the past tense of sink is sank, isn't it?
It is down here.
Dan. Oh, lovely. We want to thank everyone for their feedback. We really appreciate it. Please call us. Points.
Okay. Buffy just realizes in this episode that Parker, all this time, Buffy has been thinking that it's her fault that Parker's not calling her or wants her. She's just realizing that it's Parker's issue that he just wants to be with everybody, not mm-hmm. just not her.
Hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I just, figure you should go through life assuming it's always someone else's issue.
Yeah.
It's easier to get up in the morning.
Yeah.
And it's probably true.
Yeah, she just has to get over it. And she did.
Good.
Yeah. Hopefully this gets her over Parker.
I hope to never see Parker again.
I don't know, but there's a lot to be said about Haagen-Dazs flowers and an open shirt.
Yeah, that open shirt was the perfect touch to that. I saw the flowers.
Have you ever seen that movie, The Sweetest Thing?
What?
No.
With Cameron Diaz and
I heard of it.
It's such a horrible, horrible movie, but there's
a
scene.
It is, but I like it.
Yeah, but there's a scene where Cameron Diaz has a dream and the guy that she likes.
Thomas Jane?
Thomas Jane, the guy that's in Hung. And in the morning, he brings her ice cream and stuff, and he's like, "I took all the fat out for you, so you can eat as much as you want." Because she was dreaming and stuff. I just thought of that. I thought, "Oh, it was so perfect that beginning."
Every woman's fantasy.
Yeah.
Well, when we were in Vegas, Christine was sleeping in because she had a bit to drink the night before, and I went down to Starbucks and got her a latte and came back and propped her head up and had her have a sip, and it burned her mouth. So, yeah, I don't try to do those kinds of things anymore. Uh-oh. It'll just end up hurting people. okay. The Bunsen burner chemical laboratory scene was hilarious. I originally thought it was someone with a deformed hand. But it was just a rubber glove. And I thought there was it sounded weird to me that they called the beer by name. Mm-hmm. Like, why would they invent a brand? Oh, here's why. And earlier someone had said, there's no other beer than Black Frost. Or Black Frost is the only beer. So that was pretty neat. However, I find it odd that the barkeep would try to target one specific group of jackasses by tainting an entire keg of beer. So there's a flaw in logic there.
Now, my problem with the
beer... But S.O.D., yes.
Let me see here. What's so sad is I actually made notes about this, is that Black Frost was supposed to be a lager, from what I see from the tap, but it definitely came out like a dark beer, almost like a Guinness kind of thing.
Almost the stout, yes.
I know.
Which would make sense with the name.
Right, but it was a lager. No.
I get pulled into this, the mystery of this barkeep, because I imagine he's so upset. In 20 years, he's been working at this bar and he feels like he's been picked on by these upstart kids.
You mean the future of your country?
The future of our country, which apparently is going to Sunnydale, local university.
Ivy Leaguers.
Yes. So I just imagine this really awkward family dinner conversation where he's asking his warlock brother-in-law for help.
What is and that everyone group? Hates him. The skulls? Skull bone? What is the group that supposedly the Bushes belong to?
Skull and Bones.
The Skull and Bones?
Yes, yes, okay. All right, skull. It's not these people.
Yeah. It's okay. Sorry, I almost went into a quote. I'm sorry. I just love this episode so much. I just want to say things from the episode.
Okay, Willow was hilarious. Yes. When she thought that Buffy was saying that she had group sex.
Oh my god. That was the best. Willow's like, oh. Oh, sorry. Oh, I quoted. I'm sorry. I can't stop myself. It was just so awesome. Oh, Willow. So concerned for her friend and not at all judgmental. It was brilliant.
You're in college.
No, yeah, I know. There's a time and place for everything.
I love at the end of that when Willow says something about she wishes Parker would die by spiders.
Mm-hmm.
And I just immediately thought of Nikki and Paolo.
Yes.
Oh, poor Parker. I feel a little bad for him.
Why?
Well,
we're supposed to hate really, Parker.
But in Parker's mind, he has done nothing wrong.
He hasn't done anything wrong.
He can
just
defend
kind of a jerk.
Because what did he say? If you know, if he was to say, "Okay, Buffy, I'm not looking for a relationship," that's not going to get her in the sack. So.
But the whole premise of getting someone in the sack is wrong.
I know.
Because you're manipulating the situation.
In his mind, he's done nothing wrong.
Well, of course, and Hitler thought the same.
But
I was just helping control the population. We couldn't possibly support all these people on our tax rolls. I was doing the country a favor. We were running out of rooms in the camps. What was I supposed to do? Let them starve? I'm going to be cutting all that out. I am, just on the record, I am not a Nazi sympathizer. I just was going a little too far with my example. That's all.
But I think the thing is, like, if what he was throwing at Willow was his best game, I just can't hold him responsible for Buffy not seeing through that.
But she's naive.
But she has to learn somehow.
Yes.
I mean, I'm sorry, if she's this naive that she can't see through this.
Don't say it, Brad.
It's just, I don't know. Like, I don't think he's done anything wrong. There's nothing wrong with just having sex with someone.
There's nothing wrong with just having sex with someone. But
he let her on, which is douchey.
Yes, which is wrong. Which is why we call it douchey.
It's
if it wasn't wrong, we would call it something else.
I just feel like, I don't know, he's too two-dimensional for me to really be offended by him.
Yeah.
I'm offended by his eyebrows.
He's a caricature.
Agreed.
So.
Yes, he is a caricature.
Every character on this television show is.
Oh my god, do you want me to cut that out so you don't get hate mail?
I don't care. Bring it on.
That's right, bitches!
You're so brave behind your tapping on your keyboards. Get out of here.
Come and find me.
What?
Huh? Come and find me. See, you're not worried because most of them don't have a passport, so you'll be just fine.
Yeah. It's okay. But yeah. Yeah, anyways. What were we even talking about?
We were talking about Parker being a douche.
Oh.
He's a douche.
So, Gabby, do you think Parker did something wrong?
Yeah. Well, he was trying out his game and he got caught. So, on whoever, if it works on someone, hey, more power to you, Parker. But if it doesn't, you can't blame him for trying, right?
Exactly.
And Gabby, number two?
I was about to read what I put on the Facebook page about Parker.
I was looking for it. I can't find it.
Let me see. I'm getting down to me. So basically, yeah, I think what, so the question is, did I think that Parker was wrong? Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a douche. He's a total douche. Where the hell am I?
Well, if you're so quick to, like, this is for the girls who fall for the Parkers of the world. It's mm-hmm. like, if you're so naive to fall for someone that fast and to be that intimate with someone you barely know, mm-hmm. you deserve what you get.
Oh, my God!
Okay. What?
He didn't rape her.
I know!
Sensual sex.
I know! Yes. But I have an issue with that.
Why?
I have an issue because it's...
Why?
It's because it's dishonest.
No, it's not dishonest.
It is. I find what? It's dishonest.
Okay.
No.
This is...
You have your own personal choice.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And if it's your personal choice to sleep with someone that you barely know, you don't know this person.
I know. But the thing is... That Buffy was having sex with the parfait. Buffy was having sex with that parfait. Buffy was having sex with the Parker that he was presenting, which was complete BS. And I guess that's my issue, is that she wasn't actually having sex with Parker, womanizing douche. She was having sex with my dad died, but I don't like sympathy. Yeah,
right?
with a complete and utter fabrication.
You have the choice to be with somebody. Mm-hmm. And if you're the type of person that's going to be with someone that you don't know, like, she, the thing is, even though he was putting on this facade and all mm-hmm. that, she still didn't know who he was.
I understand that. And I'm not disputing you know? That. And I understand it's a choice and everything. And I can see the perspective of, if you're so naive, then maybe you deserve to learn this way. And I'm not, you know, against that line of reasoning at all. And I completely understand the point of view. My issue with what Parker did is that, unfortunately, I mean, let's say that, you know, she wasn't as naive as she was. The problem would still exist for me in that Parker is actually not really who he says he is.
Yeah.
Just like if you start going out with someone and they tell you that they're a lawyer, but in fact they work at Burger King.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Right? It's the same level of dishonesty. It's this kind of, well, that's not really you. Why aren't you telling me who you really are? Or why do you go to these lengths? Mm-hmm. Right, and the reason he goes to the lengths he does, the reason why Parker does spread it on so thick, is to get into girls' pants. Mm-hmm. So,
I would call Parker the super douche of all douches. Is if yes. this had escalated and he led her on over a long period of time, like say it was 6 months or a year, then yeah. I would call him a douche. Mm-hmm.
I see.
Yeah,
I think. I mean, it always takes two to tango, but, I mean, Buffy has daddy issues, and she's damaged. Parker seemed damaged. She was obviously attracted to him. It was kind of like an excuse to get together, I think, as far as she goes. But as far as he goes, and I quote, Parker is the king of douchebag manipulators who prey on the insecurities of young women in order to bed them. He's Mr. One and Done, and then screw him. That's how I feel about Parker.
He should have at least bathed and beyonded her first. All I'm going to say.
But I still see Parker as the kind of guy that is, I mean, is he wasn't a freshman, right? He was
No.
Upperclassman, correct? Or am I assuming?
He's not a freshman.
No. So I see him, obviously, as one of those kind of guys that is going to try to, you know, woo any female, especially, you know, freshman, that he can get to bed them and probably keep tally. I just totally see him as that kind of guy.
Mm-hmm. And do you know, the larger problem I think we're not focusing in on here is that clearly Buffy is unready for the world of relationships, and I think we can blame Joyce for that.
Yes.
Yes.
Bad parenting.
It's all Joyce's fault.
Yes. Well, can we also talk about Riley?
Riley.
Okay. I do not like Riley.
His posture annoys me. His shoulders
annoys me. No.
His shoulders are wider than my shoulders, and that is not allowed.
Like, they're just setting him up to woo Buffy in I'm doing air quotes, the good way, the right way, the very
come in on a white horse and save the day.
Like, I hope they get into a relationship and she has to kill him.
No, but they, come on, he's the anti Parker.
I feel like Riley was born the child of two purebred wet blankets.
I see you're using that dog show terminology
always,
in your everyday parlance always. Now. That's fantastic.
But yeah, he was just, to me, him talking about being, well, I guess I'm just the type of guy who's just a gentleman, what is that, a gentleman? Or I was just like, to me, that's the bullshit.
Yeah, the I'm not the bad boy.
Like, oh shucks, I guess I'm just a good boy. Like, get out of here.
I'm gonna go home and have a cold shower now.
You mean he's so like milk toast?
Mm-hmm. I think they're gonna end up getting together.
Well, he's the total opposite of Angel, where Angel's like dark and brooding and mysterious and dead and a vampire. And then there's Riley, who's like, I'm blonde and friendly and oh, he's awful. And awful.
What kind of TA just sits there? Like, whatever.
He's got to go. He's got people.
Yeah, I'm meeting some peeps. Yeah. Any other points?
No.
I really liked Willow's shirt.
Willow's shirt was badass. I liked her skirt.
This is the this particular episode was during the when maxi skirts became all the rage, correct?
Definitely.
I do not remember
that. I loved mine from Old Navy.
Oh, I think, well, I had a 2-year-old, a 1-year-old, 2-year-old, so I didn't buy clothes. Clothes were not important.
Oh, I have something. So, at the very end was, was that a woman or a man that was the stunt double for Sarah Michelle Gellar? Because they had some guns. I mean, it looked like a dude.
Yeah, her stunt double is about twice her age and has and about 50 more pounds of muscle on her body.
So stuffy.
Yes, as a matter of fact, my quote, and I quote, Stuffy is ready to go to a gun show. Was that a joke?
Nice.
Stuffy.
Oh my god.
Stunt Buffy.
Should we rate?
I'm ready to rate if no one else has a point they want to bring up.
I'm ready.
All right. Okay, I guess I'll go first. I'm giving this episode 9 out of 10 brow ridges. Loved it, loved it, loved it.
Wow. Well, we had a bronze.
Oh, so yeah, the bronze.
But it's weird. They split up. Some went to the bronze, some went to the new bar.
I don't care.
To the new bar.
It was the bronze, and it was awesome. And this episode was as much fun for me as the pack.
Wow.
Electric Kool-Aid Satan Funky Grooves.
How many was that? You didn't come in clear.
10 out of 10. I loved this episode. It was hilarious.
I loved it, too.
I enjoyed it.
How much?
I enjoyed it. I'll give it 8 spinning chairs out of 10. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was hilarious.
Mm-hmm. All right, Brad.
All right. I think I'll have to go 8 out of 10 Stranger Vans.
Well, I'm giving it 3 out of 10. And it only gets 3 because of Willow. And Willow and Xander. 3 out of 10 limbs.
Boo.
I just don't get it.
That's fine. That's what we thought. Tell us what you think.
Great.
270-40 Buffy. You can send us emails at
potentialcast@gmail.com. Hey Mills, welcome to.
Yo yo, you can send us I don't know why I said that. You can join our Facebook group. The Facebook group is where it's at. Keep it spoiler free. Please. You can go to facebook.com/groups/potentialcast. There's also a spoiler group called Potential Spoilers. You can just search for it and find it, and you can talk all the spoilery talk you want there. But not on our Facebook group. Our Facebook group is spoiler-free. Potentialcast.com is the website. You will see the show release there. There's a direct download link, or you can subscribe via iTunes. You'll also find our show notes on the website, and you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/potentialcast. Any bra watch or any kind of watch whatsoever, Gabby?
No.
She had too much fun enjoying the episode. She didn't have bra watch to distract her.
Yeah.
I really was.
So, hey, maybe you could have had brow watch. Any brows? Is it time for quotes already? Is that how we do this?
Sure.
Wow. Quote time.
Why don't you go first, Illyrio?
You want me to go first?
You said you had so many and you didn't want to.
Well,
so go now.
All right, here it is. Nothing can defeat the penis.
That was so weird. What did that mean?
Was fine.
Weird.
And what's the lesson we learned about beer? Fool me.
It's nice, foamy, comforting. It's beer.
That's so true.
Brad?
Trying to read this. Sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I got it. Whoa, whoa, whoa. There'll be no Thomas Aquinas at this table.
That's so funny.
It sings. It sings.
Oh, ow.
Yes.
Yes.
That was awesome. That was great.
Oh, Willow.
Willow, Willow, I love you so much for that line. Jane Espenson, thank you. Was it a Jane Espenson one?
No, it was some lady that didn't write any. It was like some consulting person.
What? Oh, I had Jane Espenson on the brain because I watched the first Jane Espenson Angel.
Angel episode.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which we're recording next week.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
Hey, I know what our homework is.
What's our homework?
Wild at Heart.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I wonder who's on for that. Is it Brad?
I don't know. I wonder too.
Is it Brad?
It's Brad Bradders.
It's Brad.
I had Nick Burt down.
Well, hopefully Nick doesn't hear that.
Hi, Nick. Hi, Nick. How you doing?
Nick, we love you.
Nick, I'm so sorry.
No worries. Everything will be just fine.
What's going on?
We may have double booked ourselves.
I'm so sorry. It's fine.
It's okay. It could be worse. We could be drinking beer that turns us into Neanderthals.
You're still more nuts.
You mean a lager that's really...
A stout?
Stout?
Yeah. Brad, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
We appreciate you being here. And tell us where we can hear you.
You can hear me on the Twin Peaks podcast that we just did the last episode. But there's still a movie and some other things.
Oh, you're still going. All right, good.
There's still, we're going to keep this train running for a while.
You're going to stretch it out as much as you can.
Yeah, so, but awesome. The episodes will be there forever if you ever want to go and watch.
Yes. Or listen.
Or listen.
Or watch Twin Peaks and listen to us.
Oh, yes.
That's what I was going for.
I'm sorry. I'm such a literalist.
You can also catch me on the Ramjack podcast, where we have fun and watch dog shows and Saved by the Bell and Mr. Belvedere.
Nice.
I really enjoyed your holiday episode, where you took the time to call Claire and let her know that it's not her fault.
It's not her fault. And Illyrio, it's not your fault either.
Oh, thank you. But I already knew that.
Weird.
You just have to listen to Ramjack and find out what in the world we're talking about. Thank you all for listening. We will talk to you again soon. And for those of you wondering, we're not going to stop until this series is done. Beer Bad is not an obstacle. We actually really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Except Steph. But Steph hates everything. It's okay.
That's what they say.
So I'm going to... ask someone to vamp, because I forgot to look for music to close us out on, and I like playing the music with you guys here, so let's see.
I'm terrible at vamping.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a terrible one.
I really, Brad, can okay, you know, I wonder the episode that Bob DeGrand was referring to that was in this season that is even worse than Beer Bad.
I haven't seen this season, so I don't know.
You haven't seen this season at all?
I've seen maybe two or three episodes, but I've missed... I haven't seen the middle of Buffy. I've seen the first two seasons and, like, the last two.
Wow. Okay, so you're watching...
And the same with Angel, yeah.
Okay, well, good. So you don't have any idea either.
It's a mystery.
Oh, here we go. All right. Okay. So, until next time...
keep it and have fun.
And yeah.
Why, that's such a Canadian joke.
What?
What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor? Well, I in the morning. Way, hey, and up she rises, way, hey, up she rises, way, hey, up she rises early in the morning. Shave his belly with a rusty razor, shave his belly with a rusty razor,
what?
Shave his belly with a rusty razor early in the morning. Way, hey, and up she rises, way, hey, and up she rises, way, hey, and up she rises early in the morning. Put him in the hole with the captain's daughter, put him in the hole with the captain's daughter, put him in the hole with the captain's daughter early in the morning. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises early in the morning. What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor early in the morning? Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, up she rises early in the morning. Put him in the back of the paddy wagon. Put him in the back of the paddy wagon. Put him in the back of the paddy wagon early in the morning. Way, hey, and up she rises, way, hey, and up she rises, way, hey, up she rises early in the morning. Throw him in the lockup till he's sober, throw him in the lockup till he's sober, throw him in the lockup till he's sober early in the morning. Way, hey, and up she rises, way, hey, and up she rises, way, hey, and up she rises early in the morning. What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor early in the morning? Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises early in the morning.
Hold on just a second. I've got to go fight with my husband.
Okay. Hit him over the head with a stick.
Okay. Hold on.
All right. So, Brad.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Did he scare her?
He scared the shit out of her.
That's awesome.
I hope they have good health insurance, because you could cause a heart attack.
So good, you never act the way you should, but I like it, and I know you like it too, the way that I want you, I gotta have you, oh yes I do, I never ever stay out late, you know that I can hardly just to see you, and I know you cannot wait, I'll wait to see me too, I gotta touch you, cause maybe we'll be at the drive-in, in the old man's Ford, behind the bushes, I feel I'm screaming for more. To me. You know I call you on the telephone. I'm only hoping that you're home, so I can hear you when you say those words to me and whisper so softly. Mm.